Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Adam and Eve is our mother and father, all of us. Every human being on the planet came from Adam and Eve, and then later Noah and his family. Is that right or not? If you believe the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Then how is there such a thing as race?
No.
Right. How is there such a thing as race? I challenge you. Establish the scientific existence of it. It's not the truth. It's not reality. Having a different color eye doesn't make you a different kind of human being. Having curly hair or straight hair doesn't put you in a different category of human being. This racial division stuff is a lie. It's based on stuff. It's not right. It's not real. We all got the same mom and daddy. Is it true or not? Now see, if you don't believe that, you believe evolution theories and Nazi propaganda.
That's right.
Lies. Do we all come from Adam and Eve?
Yes, sir.
Then how you doing, bro? Sis? Huh? True or not? I stopped using the terms black and white or red or yellow. Somebody says, what's wrong with that? They don't describe color. They're categories. I said they're categories. How light can you be till you're no longer black? How dark can you be till you're no longer white? They don't describe color. These are categories. And you're not a different kind of human being because of a different shade of skin tone or eye color. Let's get rid of some of this stuff. Let's get our minds renewed. Who's mom and daddy? Adam and Eve. Is that right? We all come from the same place. How'd we get into all that? There's more there, but I won't get into it right now. But I told you enough to think about. We've been redeemed, though. All of us. All of us. Adam and Eve messed up. They lost themselves, and everybody since then have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. And we needed to be redeemed. We were in bondage to sin and the curse. And the Lord bought us back and set us free. Hallelujah. He set us free from our bondage. Can you say amen? And part of that freedom includes freedom from the curse of the law. Said another time by faith, I've been delivered. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Go back to Deuteronomy 28. And let's begin to remind ourselves, or if you've never heard it before, hear about what you've been redeemed from. It's shouting ground, brother. It's shouting ground, what you've been redeemed from. Now, the good news is that the blessing we get to keep. But the curse we are redeemed from. So we need to find out what the blessing is, make sure we're living in it, and find out what the curse is and give it no place.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you're experiencing some things that you see in the curse, don't let the enemy try to bug you and condemn you about it. All this is by faith. And when you find out the truth will make you free. And what you do is you challenge the curse's right to be in your life. If through ignorance and lack of understanding and lack of knowledge, you've just given place to it, well, through a lack of knowledge and not walking in it, people are destroyed. It's serious. What you don't know can hurt you.
Yes.
What you don't know does hurt you.
Yeah.
That's why you'll know the truth and you walk in the truth. The truth makes you free.
Yeah.
And so don't get hung up on symptoms. Symptoms of physical problems or deficiency or symptoms of financial lack. Don't get hung up on that. That's walking by sight. We walk by faith. We're learning how to call those things that be not as though they were. And what our job is not to heal ourselves. It's not to make everything automatically change in the realm we can see and feel. Our job is to believe. Our job is to receive by faith. Our job is to act on the authority we have in Jesus' name and come to the place where we say, no, 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 the curse has no rights in my life. And resist it. Don't accept it as though it's the will of God. A curse is a curse, is always a curse. Never becomes a blessing in disguise. This is so important. And a blessing is a blessing, is always a blessing, never becomes a curse in disguise. A blessing is good. A curse is bad. I know that sounds simple, but it's the truth. Let me give you some other definitions. A curse is something that's against you, something that's harmful, something that's destructive. I'm not just pulling these words out of the air. These are words from Hebrew and different definitions. A curse is evil against, something that brings down, something that causes destruction. Oh, that's bad, isn't it? And a blessing is good. A blessing is that which is beneficial, that which benefits, helps, enables, empowers. Thank you, Lord. Now, from what Jesus has done, tell me about the curse. The evil, the bad, the stuff that's against you, the stuff that's harmful and hurt you. What about it? Come on, say it out loud. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Been redeemed from the curse of the law, and so that the blessing of Abraham might come on us too. Thank you, Lord. I'm not the cursed. I'm the blessed.
That's right.
Watch how you talk. It matters. Your words show whether you're agreeing with what the Lord said about this or whether your words are stout against Him and against you. When they were working on the pavilion here a while back, some of the guys were working and we were working with some of the other people that we had gotten materials from, and it was a joint effort. So some of these guys were strangers that our people hadn't met before. And there were some things that didn't look like it was going to go as quick and as easy as we wanted it to in the beginning, but it did anyway. The Lord worked it out for us. And so different ones of our guys were saying, yeah, praise God, it's going well. It's going so well. And it was. And one of the other guys that was, new to this, he said, oh, don't say that. You'll jinx us. And we're like, no. We're going to say that. We don't believe in jinx.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Now what's that? This is not, hundreds of years ago. And why would people say something like that? Oh, don't, knock on wood. Boom, 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 boom. Don't you do that.
No.
Amen. And if you got a rabbit's foot, get rid of it.
Yeah. Amen.
sir.
You don't need a St. Christopher medal either.
No.
Somebody said, what's wrong with that? You're not supposed to pray to the saints. You with me or not? These are luck talismans. They are superstition. They're not okay. They're a replacement for faith in God. If you got some kind of, you know, lucky angel thing on your visor in your car, get rid of that thing. So what's wrong with that? It's a talisman. Oh, somebody didn't like that. It's a replacement for faith in God.
Yes, sir.
We're not supposed to have any kind of image. Am I quoting scriptures or not? You don't make any images. You don't have any statues. You don't have any idols. And you don't talk about luck and jinx. All this stuff is wrong. Superstition is believing things that are contrary to the Word of God. Let's get rid of this. It actually gets in the way of the real. It's a replacement of the real. Angels are real, and they're not a piece of cardboard. But we don't pray to them. The Bible specifically talks about you don't pray to angels, you don't worship angels. Moving right along. Now, if you don't like that, find the scripture that supports what you're talking about doing. Find it. And you're supposed to have something, you know, established in the mouth of two or three witnesses in the scriptures. And if you got no scripture for something, you need to look real hard at it, don't you? To see what am I doing here? What's it based on? We must get rid of the superstition. Because these things are subtle, crafty tricks of the devil to replace the real. And the problem is, people believe this stuff. You know, they're patting their head. They're rubbing their stomach. They're seeing how many black-eyed peas they can eat on New Year's Day. What's wrong with that? A lot. That's not okay. I said, that's not okay. These are superstitions. They're beliefs in things other than the Word of God and contrary to the Word of God. Don't walk under a ladder. Whoo! Was that a black cat went across the road? Oh no, oh no. Got to turn around and go. You open the door to the enemy with such stuff. Your fears can come on you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me